for folks who don't know me, Nancy Chaput. I was born and raised here in the Ottawa Valley, so I'm very proud of my roots and to be able to give back to the community that has given me so much. Growing up, I grew up here in the Valley on a family farm, and I've certainly learned the value of hard work. It instilled in me the values that I apply to all aspects of my life, especially my career. So a little bit about my career. I'm grateful that I get to work and contribute at Atomic Energy of Canada in the role of Senior Director, Human Resources. Essentially, I'm the person who's responsible for all the human resources functions of the organization. Reporting directly to the president means that I'm a member of the executive team at AECL, and I get to work with other executive leaders who are providing leadership and expertise in the killer industry. I'm excited to work with and to support a fantastic team with all their expertise and meeting their employee needs, from hiring to ensuring our employees have the professional tools they need, as well as providing leadership to an organization with such deep roots in the community. Outside of work, I have a small, close-knit family where I have a great and supportive spouse, a fantastic mother, two great kids, my niece and nephew, that my husband and I are principal caregivers to, and a wonderful son and daughter-in-law who are expecting imminently, so soon to be a grandmother, and I'm really excited about taking on this new role. I think that people would describe me as a people person, which explains my career and what I do. From providing training in my early days at AECL to teaching night school at Algonquin College on a part-time basis to my current role at AECL, I really like to see and support people grow and succeed. Those are the best parts of my job, the people and seeing them reach their goals. I pride myself on being a hard worker, diligent, and above all, compassionate. Both in my work and personal life, I've experienced personal tragedies where compassion, resilience, and empathy were by far the important and impactful way for me to make a difference in someone else's life. I hope that gives a bit of a summary.
Oh, that's great. That's a lot of information and a lot of background. And congratulations on soon to becoming a grandmother as well. So how did you, I guess, get involved in the nuclear industry and with the AECL?
Yeah, thanks. So essentially, you know, in my opinion, AECL has always been a prominent and valued community employer. You know, there's been lots of opportunity for growth and development. So like others in the Ottawa Valley, I'd grown up with AECL in my backyard and knew people who had worked at AECL. After all, it was one of the biggest employers in the area. I knew after my post-secondary studies that I wanted to stay in the area. Being able to apply my education to an organization with deep roots and a rich history in our community, and at the same time being able to grow and continue to develop, that seemed like a winning combination to me. In addition, the nature of the work that AECL does that is highly technical really appealed to me. And by joining the AECL team, I was becoming part of a nuclear family that had accomplished so much, both for energy development and with significant medical breakthroughs. Originally in the late 80s, I had the opportunity to come in as a new employee, and now through my position, I get to support new employees as they start their journey in this industry. As a female in the nuclear industry, there have been lots of great opportunities along the way for me. I'm a member of Women in Nuclear, an organization that continues to support and promote women in this industry. Being able to be a part of that and to apply my skills and expertise to future successes made AECL a viable career path for me, and one which allows me to continue to grow and develop.
So what are some of the things, I guess, over your time in your career with AECL that you've noticed that have changed?
That's a great question, Rudy. I've seen many of the changes at AECL over the years, and I know it gets a bit confusing. Like many of your listeners today, having grown up in the Ottawa Valley, AECL was in our backyard. Historically, it was one of the primary employers, if you will. Many in the community worked for AECL. Some of your listeners may recall for many years, employees, including myself, would meet at the local bus stop and we would take the bus to and from work. This was a great time on the bus ride to either sleep or to socialize and get to know other fellow employees and neighbors. Through a significant restructuring in 2015, AECL was transformed into a GOCO, a government-owned, contractor-operated model. Essentially, that means that while AECL remains owners of the sites, CNL, a contractor, operates our sites. They manage the day-to-day operations. In other words, AECL determines the what and CNL the how it's done. I would say it's important to note that though AECL oversees the contractor's high-level plans to ensure that the work at the Chalk River Laboratories is valuable and done with the health, safety, and protection of the environment as its priorities, AECL also drives an ongoing legacy of innovation in Canada for which we are known. We rely on our own highly skilled personnel who have a broad-based experience to ensure this oversight. This has all been an interesting and amazing opportunity for me in my capacity in human resources, navigating these transformations as well as ensuring our own human resources needs meet the objectives of a smaller specialized Crown Corporation, AECL.
And I know you had mentioned previously that you taught part-time at Algonquin College. Was that while you were also working at AECL? And what was your role at Algonquin College?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So that was in my, I would say, early days in my career at AECL. In the evenings, I would teach part-time at Algonquin College. I had started out in training, and I have a strong passion in training. And so I would teach night school 1 or 2 days a week in the evenings, typically either computer sort of related courses, you know, Microsoft products, or I also have a bit of a background in project management, so I also taught project management courses.
And I guess when you're not working, what are some of the things that you like to do for volunteering or out in the community or just in your spare time?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So essentially, you know, as I indicated, growing up and living on a farm locally really makes me appreciate and enjoy the surrounding environment that we have in Renfrew County. Therefore, a lot of things I like to do recreationally, probably not surprising, are outdoor activities. Good portion of my free time is dedicated to, you know, what I would call our own personal farm zoo, which includes a host of animals who like it when I spend time with them. When I'm not catering to their every need during the fall and winter, I enjoy going to the hunt camp, splitting wood, and snowmobiling. And in the spring and the summer, calving season on the farm is fun. Growing and tending to the garden and helping out with haying and other tasks keep me busy. In addition, I enjoy spending time unwinding with my family at the cottage often on Sundays. And I anticipate that one of the things I will be doing soon will be learning how to be an amazing Nana. I'm hoping that someday when I retire to be that local farmer with my husband at the end of the road where people can just stop and purchase our homegrown vegetables.
Oh, that's awesome. And it sounds like you're definitely busy, and you can tell just by the activities that from the Ottawa Valley, because lots of valley activities and, like you said, outdoor stuff going on. So that's great to hear. And I guess my next question would be, what are some of the biggest accomplishments you would say either over your career or just throughout your lifetime?
Yeah, so good question. And in thinking about that, I guess I would say, you know, I think I'm particularly proud that throughout my career, I was able to prioritize continuous and ongoing learning. So this wasn't always easy, having to balance family life and responsibilities at home, but I also went to school in Ottawa at Carleton University on the weekends to pursue my designation in human resources as a certified human resources leader. So, you know, continuing to pursue all the way throughout my career, learning opportunities that allowed me to help grow and pursue the professional achievements that I had. And when I look back on it sometimes and think about it, how did I do that? You know, good question. I guess I would say I remained focused on where I wanted to go and kept on going. And it really taught me a lot about myself. I guess I would also say that I'm very proud to have built a professional network around me that reflect both my personal and professional life. I really enjoy spending time with people and making sure they have opportunities to grow as well. And these relationships that I've built have enriched me on so many levels. And lastly, I would say, you know, I'm particularly proud of having been part of the AACL nuclear family for over 30 years. I think it speaks volumes to the values of the organization and to the fantastic and truly talented people that I have worked with and met due to my responsibilities at AECL. Being part of the AECL family has allowed me to really contribute to the community, which has given me a lot.
And my last question would be for anybody who's listening to this interview, what advice would you like to pass along?
That's another great question, Rudy. Thanks. In reflection, I would say, if I look back on my career, some of the things to think about, have a dream, I would say. Pursue your dreams. Don't give up. The journey isn't always easy. Sometimes we might take a wrong turn along the way, or something happens when we least expect it. But those lessons are valuable and help us grow, and sometimes take us in a direction we wouldn't have thought. There will be good times, there will be challenges. But what's important is to keep an open mind and see opportunities rather than hurdles. And also don't forget to consider and celebrate the small and daily milestones along your way. In closing, and above all, don't forget about you and your own well-being. Now more than ever, recent months during the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us to take care of ourselves and our loved ones and to protect our own mental health. Self-care is really important. Lastly, find time to unwind, and don't forget to continue to dream. Thanks, Rudy, for having me.
Not a problem.